Are you searching for healing? For how one transforming moment of understanding God can bring the healing you're looking for next. Welcome to Sentinel Watch. I'm Rita Politan. With us now is Christian Science practitioner Susan Tisch. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's great to be here, Rita.
Well, Susan, as a Christian scientist, I know that you have turned to God in prayer for solutions to every type of problem, and you found healing. But what I'd like to talk about today are those times that healing didn't come quickly. You know, when you've prayed and prayed and prayed, and you still aren't getting healed. What do you do then?
Yes, Rita, you know, over the years, I have learned that when sometimes over the course of time and having prayed, a challenge doesn't seem to be completely healed, we might start to even believe that it can't be healed, or to believe that, wow, this is really serious.
Yeah.
So my whole life, Rita, as you mentioned, I have relied on Christian Science prayer-based treatment to meet every need, and really with great success. And I have such a confidence in it, as does my whole family. And I've always marveled, though, at this one statement that the founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, made in her textbook on spiritual healing, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. She writes, "One moment of divine consciousness, or the spiritual understanding of life and love, is a foretaste of eternity." And I think this quote leaves us with the idea that, of course, if we have this one brilliant moment, this one spiritual insight as a result of our prayer, these insights that always come as a result of prayer, that this should be like a light bulb going on as it is, but shazam, we should be completely healed of whatever's bothering us at the moment. And it does sometimes happen that way. And as I said, as I've always found Christian Science treatment to be a very effective form of care, but I don't know that I had ever felt that I've experienced that shazam moment of immediate healing as a result of this moment of divine consciousness.
So then how has it come for you?
Well, there was an experience I had a number of years ago that really taught me, I believe, what the essence of this statement means, and gave me a better understanding of how reliable and certain Christian Science treatment is.
What happened?
Some time ago, my mother passed away quite suddenly. And when I heard of my mother's passing, at first, my thoughts turned to what I have always understood about life, life as eternal, as Christ Jesus taught us. And I really knew that even though I could no longer see my mother, she was at one with God and that her life was continuing. And it gave me a great sense of peace. But in the days that followed, you know, as it sort of dawned on me that I was now the new matriarch of the family, I felt this overwhelming responsibility for my care of my father and the care of my family and my brother's family. And I began to be a little bit fearful that what if something happened to me? It was almost as if I was suddenly believing, really for the first time in my life, that life was fragile and that perhaps I wasn't quite safe. And, you know, the same time that I was having this feeling of fear and not feeling safe in my life, a strange physical challenge started appearing at the same time. I was having some very disturbing sensations of pressure and pain in my chest and some occasional bouts of tingliness or numbness in my arms. And what was difficult for me was it just was almost constant, this feeling of pain and pressure in my chest. And I began to be very concerned that something was terribly wrong physically. And while I tried to turn to prayer, that sense of fear was so overwhelming. And I was having a lot of trouble praying. And I began to have that feeling, as I mentioned earlier, that maybe this couldn't be healed through prayer. And for the first time in my life, I even contemplated, should I get a physical fix to this problem? Should I look into medical treatment to get this cared for? And as soon as that thought came to me, you know, I really stopped it in its tracks. my entire life, not only have I relied on Christian Science, but in fact, my career is to help others through prayer, to find help through Christian Science treatment. And I didn't have any desire to give up on what I had always relied on and felt very confident about. And so instead, I decided to call a Christian Science practitioner. And she picked up the phone immediately and shared with me an idea that stuck with me for months afterwards. And she just said, "You are safe." And at first, the words didn't sink in at all. I thought, well, you know, I'm not really calling you about fear. I'm calling you about this physical problem. But the next idea that she shared with me began to sink in. And she said, God had already established me as his image, as his very expression, and I could never change or leave that perfection, that God had made me very good and that I would always stay that way. She assured me again that my life was safe with God. And again, as I mentioned, I'm not sure in my mind I had quite made the connection yet between this fear that I was feeling not safe and this physical challenge that seemed to be going on at the same time. And so I really needed to deepen my understanding of what she was telling me, that my life was safe with God. And so I started exploring that Christ Jesus said that life is eternal. Well, I came across this wonderful statement that Mary Baker Eddy made in her miscellaneous writings about how Jesus regarded life and his demonstration of life. She said, "The great way shower illustrated life unconfined, uncontaminated, untrammeled by matter." And she further went on to explain his understanding of life as spiritual and eternal in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. She wrote, "He knew that matter had no life and that real life is God. Therefore, he could no more be separated from his spiritual life than God could be extinguished." This idea that God was life itself, and therefore life had to be omnipotent, omnipresent, always with me, never waning. This was a very strong and powerful idea, and I began to have some moments of relief from this pressure and pain in my chest. The pain would be relieved, but it seemed to always come back again, and especially at night when I would grow fearful. And one Saturday, as I was continuing to pray about this issue and really struggling to feel my connectedness to God, I looked out the window and I happened to notice that it was a really beautiful sunny day. And I remembered that I had some gardening to do. So I decided to get a change of scenery and I went out into the garden. And I began planting a perennial that was going to bring flowers in the spring and every spring for many years to come. And sitting there, enjoying the beauty of this day, in this moment, I suddenly felt filled with a sense of the infinite nature of life, just this great awareness of life's myriad expressions, life's unending nature. And instead of feeling separated from life as I really had been, staying inside my house, being afraid and plagued with fear, I had gone out to my garden and I was just enjoying being. I felt so connected with life in that moment, embraced by it, at one with it. And I just started having this feeling of the abundance of life, the infinite nature and magnificence of life. I just knew I couldn't be separated from it, because I was the very expression of life, this life that was forever supported and sustained by God. And in that moment, I was completely free of fear and this feeling of anxiousness for the first time in months. And this experience just began to deepen. You know, earlier I had mentioned Mrs. Eddy's quote about one moment of divine consciousness. And you know, that was my moment. But the physical healing didn't come right away. But what did happen was at that moment, I became convinced that this physical challenge was not real, that it wasn't any part of me, and that it would be healed entirely, completely, because my life was vibrant and constant and eternal with God. And so I just began to deepen my understanding of that wonderful feeling that I'd had in that moment. I held to it whenever this physical challenge would seem to pop into thought. And over the next few months, it just faded away until one day I realized that it hadn't happened in a long time and I was completely healed.
That is such a wonderful experience, and this really shows why it's important to stick with it and that it's not about the time. You know, in looking back on this, Susan, what would you say to somebody who right now is maybe afraid that it's taking so long, or maybe is feeling like, oh gosh, this is never going to be healed? What would you say to them?
You know, I would say to them that when in your prayer, and this happens to all of us, we have these wonderful moments of spiritual clarity and insight in the midst of prayer. When those moments happen, hang on to them. Cling to them. Those moments are the healing. That is the Christ dawning on our consciousness. And we know, as Mary Baker Eddy once wrote in her definition of the Christ, that the Christ comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error. We can cling to that moment of divine inspiration and let it deepen in our consciousness until the healing comes. And it will.
Wow. Well, Susan, thanks so much for being with us today and for sharing your insights.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Rita.
I've been speaking with Susan Tisch, a Christian Science practitioner from Northville, Michigan. And thanks for listening to this edition of Sentinel Watch, a weekly production of the Christian Science Sentinel.